You're listening to KNKX. The University of Washington admitted its most diverse incoming class in the school's history this year, but Black students made up less than 3% of that population. Students like Mayowa Aina say that's no surprise. She saw very few students who looked like her during her 5 years on campus. Mayowa explained in a recent Student Voices essay for the Seattle Times Education Lab that she struggled to find a way to fit in culturally.
The sort of identity of being a Black woman was kind of put onto me before I really accepted it or like had fully grown into that. But when I walked into classroom spaces, I was just sort of expected to know things and expected to speak up in a certain way and expected to engage in a particular way.
But she eventually found a space in a Black cultural studies class taught by Dr. Raylina Joseph. The two of them came to the KNKX studios to talk about the class and the importance of creating safe spaces for difficult conversations.
So I have to tell you, Mayowa, that I'm really happy. I was so flattered to read your piece when you wrote it about the class and about your experience in the class. And I also have to tell you that after 10 years of teaching the class, I have failed far more often than I have succeeded in teaching that class. So I would just like to hear why this class felt like it was successful for you.
Part of it was being invited to take the class. I had seen you in the hallways a couple different times, and you're like, you should take my class, come take my class. And I was like, okay, yeah. I'm going to take the class. And so I sort of knew that I had an ally in you. But then also walking into the classroom on like the first few sessions and seeing way more Black students in class than I'd ever seen in any other class that I'd taken at the U. Those people became my friends, yeah. And it was such a comfortable space to be and to, one, learn about history that I didn't know and in a different way and than I had heard it before, but also feel like because of my lived experience, I had something to say and contribute and in a way that meant something and carried weight. And so I felt like people listened to me in the class when I would say things. I felt like I could say things. There were definitely points where I was learning a lot about different intersections, and particularly the intersection of Blackness and queer identity, and that's not something that I had encountered a lot or frequently. It was very rich intellectually.
Mm. So let me ask you another question, Mayowa. I hear and I see that I remember that there were a number of Black students and students of color that felt comfortable in the classroom and were very participatory. Do you think that that same experience was true for white students in the class?
I think probably more often no than yes. I know personally for me, walking in and having a critical mass of Black students and feeling so much more comfortable and outspoken, also it being a subject matter that I felt like I had a lot to say about and I could say a lot about. And we probably tended to dominate conversation. And if somebody said something that didn't really jive, one person might call that other person out and then the rest of us might hop on, which could feel it could feel like a pile on and tend to shut people down, which we would also talk about, like, was that too much? If we want people to learn, should we dial it back? But why should we care about someone else's feelings if they say something offensive? We have to deal with that all the time. So we would have conversations amongst ourselves as well. Even when we did have those situations where someone may have felt shut down, and people always came back. Partially because they're taking a class. You have to come
back. Right, you have to, right? Well, it's kind of, it's this sandbox for learning how to play together in this space of racialized difference where you can't leave, right? It's not like being at a bus stop, for example, right, where you can engage for a second and then everyone is leaving. You have to be there for the 10 weeks together, right? But this is an interesting dilemma for me as a professor to think about. How do I help navigate and negotiate the power in the classroom, right? So that when I know and understand the power differentials for you, in particular, on the campus and in the classroom, and I'm trying to create something that's more akin to a level playing field in the classroom, does that mean that I let everyone speak equally? Or is this a space where I'm trying to amplify the voices of Black students and other students of color.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that that's what I've chosen to do while still hearing white students and still hearing ally mm-hmm. students, but also allowing it to be one of the few spaces where Black right. students can feel like their voices are amplified.
Right. I personally don't think it's too much to have my one class space where I can do that. especially over the course of 5 years where that has so rarely been the case. But I do want to, you know, recognize students, non-Black students, who do take like Black cultural studies or any sort of cultural studies course and kind of recognize their own privilege mm-hmm. in this space and don't want to encroach on the students who this course is sort of structured around and or the culture that the course is structured around. And I'm really just truly there to learn, not to like mm-hmm. come and like debate somebody or like try to like, right. you know, enforce their opinion or will on somebody else. But I do just also want to acknowledge like how important and how much I don't take for granted somebody like you who does have those principles and who is interested in reaching out to Black students and who is willing to be a resource for Black students.
Well, it's such a privilege to be sitting in my position, and I mean, hopefully you know this, that I am only here because of all of the wonderful mentorship and support that I got.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a first-generation college student. I've had wonderful community members that have helped me up. I know that my investing in you is your investing in other people as mm-hmm. well.
That was UW professor Dr. Raylena Joseph and Maiowa Aina talking in the KNKX studios. You can find a link to Maiowa's essay at knkx.org.